This week, June 2nd, 2015, on The Digital Story. The Canon 50mm f1.8 STM hands-on review. Google Photos hits the streets. 5 reasons why you should buy a collapsible reflector. Father's Day gift ideas. All of this and more with yours truly, Derek Story, on The Digital Story. Welcome back to another Digital Story. We have so much great content, we're going to need a dolly to haul it to the end of the show. But we will do our best. So we're going to talk a little bit about a new cheap lens, which has been kind of a theme for the last few days for me, the Canon 50mm STM f1.8. Pros, cons, it's got it all. Google Photos, wow, okay, another photo service. What do we think about it? Well, we'll start now. I don't know if we'll come to a final conclusion. Touch on a few other goodies. Father's Day gifts, of course, right around the corner. You still have time to get a goodie if your dad is into photography. Collapsible reflector, fun, and more. So let's get going with the weekly update. Weekly update. Google Photos offers free and unlimited storage and sharing of your memories. And this is via Petapixel. I have the link to their story in the show notes. Here's what Petapixel has to say. The new photo service lets you store unlimited high-quality photos and videos for free. The free storage covers photos up to 16 megapixels in original resolution and videos up to 1080p HD. Google will store higher resolution files as well, but they will count towards your Google account's 15 gigabytes of free storage, end quote. And then you can kind of do the math from there. Once you run out of free storage, they will happily sell you more. So if you are someone that shoots at 16 megapixels or below, this is probably pretty cool. I haven't spent a lot of time with the interface yet, but one of the things that Google Photos is bringing in to the mix here is, of course, they've invested in Nik software. They have online image editing. And one of the things that you can do, not only store your photos, but actually work on them online, it's going to be interesting to see how it shakes out. At the end of the day, you're just going to have to look for yourself and see what you think. But it's out there. It's ready to go. We'll revisit it once we've all had a chance to get our feet wet. In other news, Mary Ellen Mark, a legend among photographers, sadly passed away on May 25th, 2015, at the age of 75. And there was a nice write-up about this on DIY Photography. Like a lot of photographers of my generation, I fell in love with Mary Ellen. Oh, well, for me, it was with Streetwise. And actually, I'm holding my copy of Streetwise right here. I pulled it out when I got the news about her passing. And I have to tell you that for me, she was one of the most important photographers in my life, of my time or of her time. She was honest. I think that's what I really liked about her. She was honest in her photography. She was honest with her subjects. I met her at Look 3, which is a photo conference that happens in Virginia. I met her in 2011. She was speaking there. And it was funny. She was so unpretentious. I was there representing Low Pro and covering the event. I was introduced to her as a low pro photography evangelist, which I was at that time. She goes, "I love low pro bags. They are my favorite." And she swung one around, and I forget what she had with her. It was fairly beat up. And she was just absolutely sweet. There is no way to put it any other way, and honest and straightforward and definitely not pretentious. So to have someone that you had admired for so long as I had with her, and then to actually meet her and have her be so wonderful. I tell you, it's a combination that is just irresistible. So she passed at the age of 75. We'll all miss her a lot. And there is a lot of good stuff about Mary Ellen Mark online. If you haven't really exposed yourself to her work and to her discussions about photography, treat yourself, because I think it is something, especially if you're a street shooter, especially if you're a photojournalist, you're a storyteller, which I hope you are, I think you'll definitely benefit from her knowledge. And that is this week's weekly update. Story number one, the Canon 50mm f1.8 STM hands-on review. So this is a cool little optic. It's brand new. It's $125. They have taken the classic $100 Nifty 50 that has been in production, to tell you the truth, ever since I can remember. I know it's version 2. I don't think I ever had a version 1. And it was what I used to call the meat grinder. I still have mine. And because when you focus the previous model, it was that kind of thing. Everyone in the room would like turn around and look at you. So you couldn't really use it in public very much. So the new one, they've made all sorts of improvements, but it's still a character, but it's a character in different ways now. So they have the STM motor instead of whatever that motor was they had before, the Erector Set motor. And the STM motor is definitely quieter. Now, it's not silent, but it's definitely quieter. And one of the things about it that's unique is that in order to actually do any focusing at all, the camera has to be on. So they improved the focusing ring on the new 50mm, but manual focusing only works if the camera's turned on because of the STM system, which is kind of interesting. So if the lens barrel is, you know, out, because let's say that you were focusing close on something and then you turned off the camera and you wanted to retract that barrel, you know, bring it back in, then you would have to turn on the camera in order to do that. So that's one of the quirks of STM. Now, one of the things that you get with this lens that I think is very cool is you can have manual focus override while you're in AF mode. And the way that you do that is that you hold down the shutter button halfway. You do a half press on it. When you do that, the STM motor is activated, and then you can use the manual focusing ring to fine-tune the focus or change it to something else that you want. That is neat, especially for a $125 lens. The focusing is very swift, and it's pretty accurate too. So all in all, big upgrade with the focusing. Another thing that you get is a metal lens mount, which I tell you, there's something about a plastic lens mount that just bugs the heck out of me. And I don't know. I mean, who knows how much more durable the metal is over the plastic. I've never broke a plastic lens mount, but quite frankly, I just don't like them. And having that metal lens mount on the new lens just makes me feel better. And it definitely looks nicer. They also have a bayonet lens hood that's an accessory that you can buy for the usual outrageous price, whatever it is, $29, I think. But it is fitted for this lens, and it does reverse. At least if you're going to pay that kind of money, you have something that's pretty cool and pretty functional. The overall design has been upgraded. It just looks better. And I was testing it on the Canon 70D. It looks great on the 70D. It really does. It looks like a real lens. It doesn't, you know, look like the cheap lens that you paid for. It has 7 aperture blades instead of 5 on the previous one. And the bokeh is definitely smoother, especially as you stop down a bit. Has reasonable minimum focusing, so you can do reasonable close-up photography with it. So, you know, those are all the real pluses. Now, there are a few minuses with this lens, as you would suspect. It's not going to be perfect for that price, is it? The metadata cracks me up. So when I look at the metadata for this lens in Aperture and Photoshop, whatever, what they list is, quote, Canon EF 50mm f1.8 or Canon EF 50mm f1.82. That's what's listed for the lens. They don't list it as the EF 50mm f1.8 STM, which it should be. So if you look at the metadata only, you don't know, you know, which lens it is, especially if you've been shooting with the old one. So that's wonky. I don't even know how that got out of the factory that way, but that needs to be fixed. There's green chromatic aberration at the wide apertures and from f1.8 pretty much to f5.6, although it falls off pretty fast around f4. So now I didn't really notice it until I started zooming in on things, but it is there, and along certain contrast lines, you'll notice sort of a little green outline. It's pretty pronounced at f1.8, and it diminishes and by f4 and completely gone at 5.6, but it is there, and you need to know about it. It performs fairly well wide open. I wish it was better. I've used it on a number of shoots now, and I find myself stopping down to around f2.2, which is not a huge, you know, it's not a whole lot. It's the f1.8 lens. But just to kind of control that green CA a bit and to make it just a tad sharper, and it underexposes slightly at f1.8 too. So even though you can shoot at f1.8 and sometimes you have to, I think it's a little bit better around f2.2 or f2.5, somewhere around in there. And there's no image stabilization with it, which I didn't expect. The only reason why I put it on the cons list is that, wow, what a home run if they would have put image stabilization on this lens, even if it was $140 instead of $125 to cover that. How cool would it have been to have an IS 50mm STM lens for less than $150. I would have loved it. Obviously, not in the cards. I'm a minority opinion on that. Overall, what's my bottom line? This is a fun lens. This is a good lens. This is a lens that every beginning photographer needs to have in his or her camera bag. And then photographers like me who like images that have a lot of character and have their own personality, this is also a great lens. You can't miss for $125. And I put it on the Father's Day gift list. What a great gift to give somebody. So bottom line is thumbs up on this lens. Just understand its characteristics and its quirks. Then go out there and make some fun shots with it. Story number two, 5 reasons why you should buy a collapsible reflector. Okay, I'm slightly silly, but there are some real reasons buried within the silliness here, okay? Reason number one, reflectors don't require batteries or power cords. They're always on. Now, okay, I'm smiling, my tongue's in my cheek, but this is like a real thing. Flashes, batteries run out, you know, anything with a cord or requires electricity can potentially be a problem, and especially at the wrong time. I have never had an outage with any of my reflectors. So that right there, that reliability factor, that's a big deal sometimes, even though I said it in kind of a goofy way. Number two, they collapse into very compact packages that are easy to tote. Plus, when they're in their round carrying cases, which they always are, you know, you do the twist thing and then they collapse down to about 1/4 their size when expanded, they make a great place to sit on the ground while waiting for the model to finish her hair or get dressed or choose the right shoes or whatever he or she may be doing while you're waiting, because there's always a lot of waiting for the photographer. So anyway, they make a great place to sit when they're folded up. That's the bottom line. Again, goofy way of saying it, but I use them all the time as seats. If the grass is a little damp, keeps my Levi's from, you know. All right, anyway, next, number three. 5-in-1 reflectors provide you with a variety of lighting options, from cool fill light to super copper tone bronze. No messy lotions required. And if you have a 5-in-1 reflector, you know what I mean about the super copper tone bronze. There's usually one of the sides is usually this crazy gold that I still haven't really figured out a use for it. I mean, a legitimate use for it, because every time you use it, it's just like, whoa, suntan city. All right. Now the other four sides are usually pretty good, but that one super gold one, I don't know. If you ever have a subject that's super pale and you want to kind of just like bring them into summer mode, you could use this gold side. The real thing here is, of course, they have multiple different types of reflections on the 5-in-1s. Number four, reflectors are great for budding friendships. You can ask a nice person to lend a helping hand during the shoot, thereby creating a captive audience for your delightful banter while you're photographing. So again, tongue in cheek here, but I have to tell you that a lot of times having someone on a photo shoot hold a reflector has been a great icebreaker. You know, everyone's kind of standing around not knowing what to do, and you go, wow, that looks like a nice person over there. I'd like to, you know, get to know her or him a little bit better. Hey, can you hold the reflector here? And then, you know, you're kind of working. Suddenly you're a team. You're doing the shoot. You're getting great results, and ice is broken. Sounds silly, but it works. So reflectors are great icebreakers for budding friendships. And finally, probably you're thinking, fortunately for all of us, finally, reflectors are super inexpensive. You might not be able to afford a new dedicated flash, but everyone can scrape together the scratch for a reflector. So those are my five reasons why you should buy a collapsible reflector. And yes, that is also on my Father's Day list coming up here real soon. Story number three. We have the Safari West truck confirmed for the TDS Fall Workshop, which is on October 23rd through the 25th, 2015. Now, if you've never been to the Safari West workshop, it's actually the Fall Color Workshop that includes Safari West, then I want to tell you a little bit about this, because we've been doing this now for 6 years. It is one of the most popular workshops that I do. And part of the reason why is this Safari West experience. In the hills behind me in Santa Rosa is this magical place called Safari West. They have this giant parcel of land. I mean, the pens for the animals are like 150 acres. So when you're out driving among them, which we do in our own truck with our own driver, who's also a professional photographer, then, and you're taking pictures of these animals, you don't see anything but them in the wild there. You don't see fences. They're not tagged on the ears, none of that stuff. It's just crazy. It's just absolutely crazy. So what we do is we rent our own truck for this experience, for the workshop. Truck holds up to 10 people. It's a double decker, which is really neat. So, and then we usually switch over. So if you want to go up, you can, or if you want to stay down low, you can. You can shoot no matter where you are in the truck, because it's wide open all the way around. And then our driver, Adrian, who has been doing this for us from the beginning, he is a great photographer. He really knows the animals. He knows everything. And we do our own tour. We don't do the regular thing at all. We tend to go in the afternoon. So he's already been out once, maybe twice already. So he knows where the animals are hanging out. He knows what's interesting. He knows what looks good. He understands light. He understands position. He doesn't rush us when we're doing our shoots. He'll wait until we've got what we need. It is so cool. So every year I'm a little nervous, you know, when I'm getting this set up, because it's such a big part of the workshop in October, that when I actually hear that we have the reservation, when I actually hear that Adrian has agreed to do it, when I actually hear that they let us go out at our special time, which is a little later in the day, so we get that good light, then I'm happy. And right now, I'm very happy because I have heard all of those things. So If you've never experienced this, not to mention everything else that we do at the fall workshop, the fall color, the environmental portraiture with a professional model, all that kind of stuff. If you've never done this and you would like to do something like this and come out to Northern California, there's so much other stuff to do. So you can add on to the workshop and you know, we help you do that if you want to do that. Consider it this year. We have a few seats open still. We're over half full already, which usually happens right when I open it up. But we still have seats open. All you got to do is go to the Digital Story Workshop page. It's just up there at the top, TDS Workshops. Use the Send Me Info form, and I'll get you a reservation form right away. October 23 through 25, 2015. Terrific workshop. And Safari West, we're going to do it again. Story number 4, 5 Father's Day gift ideas. All of these are affordable. Some are super affordable. All of them are cool. If your father enjoys photography, or if your husband enjoys photography and the kids are too young to get him anything cool for Father's Day, you know, anything beyond crayons and paper, here are 5 ideas. And I think these are all cool. So if he shoots mirrorless, I have to tell you, I'm in love with this Vanguard Havana 21 shoulder bag for mirrorless cameras, $39. It looks so cool. It's just the right size. You can take it anywhere. You can have it on your shoulder all day. It's so small. It doesn't wear you out at all. It holds a small tablet. It definitely holds a camera, a couple of lenses, and then has side pockets that you can put water bottles in or other goodies, or like the stretchy ones. Has a nice front pocket, and it's sharp. It looks sharp. Leather touches the whole deal. $39. Link is in the show notes. Number 2. The Canon EF 50mm f1.8 STM lens that I just reviewed. How often can you actually buy someone, if they're a Canon shooter, how often can you buy them a lens for a gift? Usually it's just out of the question. $125, I understand it's kind of at the top of what most people would spend for a gift for Father's Day. But I tell you, you want to see him smile, and he's a Canon shooter, this will make him smile. Again, link in the show notes. Number 3, the MiPhoto Day Trip Tripod Kit, $99. This is the tripod that just works everywhere for me. It is so compact that you can carry it in the smallest of camera bags. It's light. It looks really cute. It extends a good couple feet up. I usually set it on top of trash cans, railings, steps, tables, all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, obviously you can shoot with it on the ground for macro photography. It's just so versatile. It's so sturdy. It works so well. It looks so cute. $99. They'll have it with them whenever they need a tripod. Really slick, and they'll love it. Number 4, genuine leather camera hand strap for mirrorless cameras. I have this particular strap. It's $29 on my Olympus OMD EM 5 Mark II. It looks so good. Has that great leather feel and smells. Oh, just really nice. Very classy, $29. If he shoots mirrorless or smaller, this thing will work great. Link in the show notes. And finally, number 5, Cowboy Studio 43-inch photography photo portable grip reflector 5-in-1 circular collapsible multi-disc reflector kit with handles. So these are the 43-inch collapsible, the round ones that collapse, like I was talking about earlier. But what Cowboy Studio has done is they put handles on them, so they're much easier to hold with one hand if you happen to be working by yourself. $29. If he doesn't have a reflector set, he should, as I mentioned earlier. I gave you 5 good reasons why he should. $29, you can't miss. And the link is in the show notes. So those are 5 Father's Day gift ideas, a little bit off the beaten track, but I'll tell you, for most of the dads I know, it'll make them smile. All right, let's take care of a little virtual camera club business here. Hey, let's start out with Red River Paper. Did you know that they have a discounts and clearance page? They do. They do. And they have ink, greeting card stock, regular paper, all sorts of goodies on there. It changes all the time. It's something that I think that you'd probably want to check on a regular basis because the savings are tremendous. A lot of the stuff I saw on there was like 45% off. Really good deals. I have the link to the Red River Paper discounts and clearance page in the show notes. You know, just as, you know, the nice thing about photo paper is that it doesn't go bad if you take care of it properly. And, you know, you can just kind of surf this page, and when you see a stock that you like, just buy it, get a good deal on it, put it away, and then when you're ready to do that big printing session and you want something like that, you have it already. The worst time to buy something is when you really need it. The best time to buy something is ahead of time before you really need it, because that's when you can get the good price. So anyway, Red River Paper, they've been longtime sponsor of The Digital Story. They have a rockin' Facebook page at facebook.com/redriverpaper. And on their site, they have a discounts and clearance page. If you don't know how to get to Red River Paper, just click on the tile on any of the pages of The Digital Story. For June, Sizzle Picks is bringing back the Sizzle Picks Challenge. And they sent me some lovely copy here. I'm just going to read it to you, then I'll tell you a bit more. For a sensational surprise gift, or for yourself, pick out your favorite image and order the spectacular new 5K ultra high definition Sizzle Picks at the same prices, unchanged in 5 years. If you don't agree, it's better than any print you've ever had. Return it for a full refund. So point number one, they have not raised their prices, and now for the same amount of money, you get the 5K ultra high definition Sizzle Picks. Okay, put a bookmark there. For the month of June, they'll send TDS listeners a free mini proof before the production. Just put proof first, TDS, in the comment space on the Sizzle Picks order page. So what you'll get is you get a little metal proof. It's a HD proof. You can look and see how a portion of your image gets sizzled. You'll probably go nuts over it. And then at that point, then you can go ahead and say complete the order, and they will finish it off for you. If you decide that you don't want to complete the order after you look at the proof, which would surprise me, but I guess it could happen, you get to keep the proof, you know, no questions asked. And then the other thing that you can say is also when you're looking at the proof, you go, ooh, could you just make it a little bit darker or something like that too? So, you know, the proof is really a nice thing. All you got to do is put proof first, TDS, in the comments field, and they will send you a proof before they finish off the job. No obligation. Sizzle Picks, SIZZLPIX.com. They have a tile on all the pages of The Digital Story. It's like a 5K ultra high definition retina display you can hang on the wall. And they are longtime sponsors of The Digital Story. All right, what else we got here? Oh, finally, last but not least, if you're ordering anything through B&H or Amazon, please go to the site first, thedigitalstory.com. Click on the B&H tile or the Amazon tile. They'll take you over to the site. From there, you can search for what you want. Place your order. It doesn't cost you a penny. Well, I mean, you have to pay for the item, but it doesn't cost you any more. But it certainly helps out our site a lot, and much appreciated for those of you who do that. That is going to do it for this week. I told you a lot of stuff, and I did it in 30 minutes. Hopefully I wasn't talking too fast. I never talk too fast, do I? They call me the Mr. Rogers of podcasting. All right. I'm working on some terrific stuff for next week. Make sure you come back and join me. Until then, have a fantastic week. Bye-bye now.